Blog Talk Radio. Very beautiful, everyone. And tonight, that's the word we're going to start with, and positive, very positive, sentimental mood by Yuka Rose from Bali. Loving it. This is Psychic Jethro. Thank you guys who come in. We had technical difficulties yesterday. Psyche's Gone Wild is here, and we're going wild again. Tonight, we have a very excellent guest. I'm so excited, you guys. Sit back, relax, and love the time. It's a very gifted, beautiful individual who is just positive. You guys, grab your seatbelts if you're ready, because this person is going to take you to a new level of excitement, peace, and joy and balance. Mari Best is here tonight. We got her. She's, you know, those of you who know, she's the hostess on Our Timeless Secrets on Thursdays on KSSVY FM 91.3 in Sonoma.com, California. So those of you, hang on, we've got Mari here. We also, you know, this is Friday, so we've got our Amy Kavanaugh. Amy and me are here together doing our work. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm having a little bit of a evening because I'm trying to lights on my part.
We're having some technical difficulty or something, I think, with Amy. We're going to try to get back with her here and go in a little bit with it. We're going to go right into here, and Amy, we'll check back with you. It looks like the phones are beeping. We've got you here, Mari. And Mari, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing famously. Really, really well. Thank you, Jethro, for asking. And how are you?
I am very excited. I got one of the coolest, most positive individuals in the business, and I say business, but in our world, on the phone here. And I'm so grateful that Harry, you know, your other half, decided to let you share you, because you are just one of the most best gifted, not only psychics, but just positive individual, Mari. I'm loving you here. We had you on mixtalk.com, for those of you who've kept track and followed Psychic Jethro through my wild trails. I want you guys to definitely listen to the show, and Mari says it best there. She explains how we met in Sedona, Arizona. And Mari, I have a couple of people right off the bat. We've got a bunch of them on the phone. I'd like to just talk to you for a few minutes, and then we'll let them get through, because I've got a group, and I want to thank all of you guys. The phones are blocked, so if you're on the phone, hang on. You should get in the show, but we've hit so many people that you can probably now just listen in. If you just dial in and listen, because we've got that many people waiting to talk to Mari. She's a very gifted person. And Mari, I want to ask you a few questions. We've had a lot of people since I started putting this out on Facebook. Mari, you have helped so many people with your coaching and your work. Why do you still, I mean, with the world going the way it is, Mari, talk to them and help some of our individuals. Tell them why you do this.
Because I believe there is always hope. And no matter what you're going through, how difficult it may feel, that there is always hope. And to every what seems like a challenge, I absolutely see it as an opportunity to experience perfection. And if we look at it from that angle, we can't go wrong.
I love that. You know, and Mari, we know that as we were talking here, and me and you, through the years and some of our stuff that we've worked on going into this stuff, we, you know, it's a good battle. And it's like, one thing about it is our personalities and how we go into this is the work. Mari, can you tell everybody here, just give them an idea of how many, I would say, you know, we only ever ask a lady this question, but how many years have you read for the world? Can you just give them a rough guess here?
Well, if I was doing it on a sort of more on a coaching level, because what I do is intuitive coaching. So, to be honest, it's more than 30 years. But as far as my hands-on now, it's much, much more pleasurable now. I'm really, really getting the swing of this. I love it.
I love that too, and I thank you, Mari, because, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me through the years of, you know, with me, they know that I've done it over 30 years, and I don't feel bad. I do tease, you know, different friends, but the reason I want to really go into this a little bit as we're sitting here talking is Mari is here for for people. She's here for what happens. And this is where it comes real quickly to what's going to happen when you have somebody really wondering what your guides are doing or what you're looking at and what's happening is this is the difference of it. I've got to be honest. You know, when I first met Mari, I was just really amazed. I was like, okay, this lady's got too many angels and something's going on, you know. And I just was like, I had to know. She had picked me to be a reader, and I was just so amazed. Her and Harry were going through the country, and I was so amazed when I saw with you, Mari. I don't think that I could say with you honestly that I've ever seen someone with that strong of karma and energy of being able to just handle so much.
Well, you know, Jethro, I have been graced with quite an interesting path, and for some people it might seem like a lot of hardship, etc., but you know what? I think of it as absolute gifts that have been given me along the way, and they have propelled me into this path that I'm on now, and I'm so grateful, because when I meet other people who are going through their challenges or their, I like to say, opportunities, I can be there for them. I can recognize it immediately what that energy feels like and get onto their frequency with a moment.
I laugh when you came into Crystal Castle there in Sedona. In fact, I talked to someone today there. I played Sentimental Mood, and obviously it's a sentimental. I'm going through a lot of energies with people here in Saturn and the work we're working with energies of people who have known me through the years. And I had a friend call me from there, and I thought of you the day that you were there. You could feel the energy resonating, and I'm going to tell a little story on Mari now. I get to get even for her telling on her story about me. Mari come in, and she had this beautiful cowboy hat on. She was very, you know, very demure, very attractive woman with this husband, gentleman with her, and just very, very, like I said, very much just angels all around and a little shy. And I got to tell you guys, from all the years and the people that I've met through the metaphysical, Mari has probably one of the most strongest positive shields that it takes a second, and you guys are going to find this out when I let you through the phone. Mari is so positive that she's giftedly helped you before you even realize it. You know, I did the reading for them. I went through the things. She talked a little bit, you know, and was just very nice, very polite. And I, you know, Harry said I did all right. Her husband let me know. I'm like, okay, because I thought, you know, what a shy person. And as we're talking out, a little bit of talk and a discussion, she said a few words to me and left. It took me an hour later to realize that Mari had gave me answers to some of my things that I had been wondering about all day. I kind of laughed. I teased the owner there. I said, I think I better go catch those people. You know, because this lady, and he goes, you knew that she with the angels. I said, when you're with Mari, it's just like tonight, the time goes, it's just a blessing. And Mari, I do want to you know, tease you a little bit. We know those of you who heard a little bit, I've sent out on the show that she said that it's going to be out there, but you know, definitely get on Mari's show, listen. She said you never know who's dropping in Mari's show. We'll have Mari tell you a couple of the names that have come to see Mari because of her personality, and as you guys are going to talk to her, you're going to find out why. 214, you are the lucky one that got in tonight with Mari Best on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you, 214?
Hi. How are you? This is LaChandra.
LaChandra, I am so glad to hear from you. I have worried about you. Last time, it's been a little while since I heard from you, and then the flu bit me, and I thought maybe you went back to dating Wild Boys or something.
Actually, that's why I'm calling. I'm trying to see when do you see me meeting the one that I was spending the rest of my life with.
Ooh, okay. Man.
Tell your name for me, please.
LaShondra.
LaChandra. What a beautiful name.
Thank you.
So, LaChandra, who do you want to spend the rest of your life with?
Someone that I am equally yoked with. Someone that is just someone that listens, someone that my best friend, just, I don't know, just.
So you have already designed this person, this being?
I wrote out a list. Yeah, I wrote out a list of everything that I wanted in him.
Mm-hmm. And where do you believe you are on the scale of 1 to 10 in reaching this person within the next 6 months of your life? If a 10 was a win, where would you be?
In 6 months.
In about, yeah.
I think I'll be at an 8. I think I'll be ready. So at an 8.
You just gave yourself away, didn't you? So you've got 2 points away from being a 10. So what
right.
do you think the difference is between the 8 and the 10?
Between the 8 and the 10, because there are some steps that I have to take first. And within 6 months, I'll be ready. It'll be a 10, but right now I'm not ready.
Okay,
so there are some steps I have to take first before I get to the 10.
Well, this is brilliant. You see, you just answered your own question. Within 6 months, you will be able to take care of these 2 points that are outstanding, and you are going to meet the perfect person of your dreams. Be sure, however, to note the location of this being.
Very good. Whoa, go Mari. And Mari's good. I told you guys, this woman gets real. Very excellent. Mari, tell them how they can get your website. We've got people going Lulu here.
All right. So the best thing to do is just spell my name, M-A-H-R-I, B as in boy, E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, .com. And you can get me through that. Or at maribest@gmail.com.
Very good. And we got them going here. The next caller, we've got you guys. You guys have blocked the phones again. I'm letting you know. Just stay good. We are doing one question because Mari is here, and we've got so many people trying to get through and say, hey, you guys know to get a hold of her on Timeless Secrets on her radio show, too. And we're going to go to 719. You got in on time, 719.
Hi, good evening. This is Julia, and I wanted to know what you see are my abilities as far as spiritual gifts go.
Julia, on your spiritual gifts, we're talking about touch. Is this right?
I guess, yeah, touch could be one of them.
Sentient. Touch and feelings. You're going with your intuition more than anything. And your intuition is coming up as pictures. Visual. It's a cycle with you. I think it shifts. Am I right? And this is just what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that your first sensitivity is to touch. You're feeling something, touch, and then you start getting some feelings, and then you go into the visual. You get some kind of visual picture that connects the dots.
Okay.
What is your experience?
Well, it's like the thought. Pardon me. A thought will like pop into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I wonder if I'm just thinking that, or if it's really intuition. So that's why I wanted to call and find out.
Okay.
Jethro's really good about pinpointing things. So.
And Mari's even better. You're getting a treat tonight. I gotta tell you, I sit back. This woman is very phenomenal. And she just lets you know there. We're also making you guys work a little hard, which I love what she's doing. Do you feel the energy coming through this phone?
Yes.
I'm like, Julia, if you're not cooking some eggs on this or having a little happy dance with the jelly beans, I don't know, because I could hear it. It's like I can feel it. And I love your area code, which is unfair because I used to live there, but I'm feeling like the Garden of the Gods are rocking tonight up there.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw your website and saw that you had been there. It's like, hey, he's been in my neck of the woods.
I've lived there for a couple of years, and I'll tell you the really cool energy is like she's telling you with your gift and what she's getting here, Julia, is are you clicking with what's going on? Because the guys are making you do this. This is why Mari's phenomenal, because she's, did you feel what's happening?
I'm listening at this point.
You're running from you is what you're doing.
Running from you?
Yeah, and it's cute. It's nice. But and that's why Mari's getting you, because you know one thing that's really magical in what she's doing is if you say it, it's real. If we say it, it's okay. But if you say it, it's real, because it's your energy. And she's trying to make you be the strong person you are. Mari is very good. I got to warn you. You guys that came in, I did warn you about the positive. I should have warned you that she's really, really good. You know, the ones of you guys that are getting through this phone, and like you were getting echo with you, I think that we've got the Garden of the Gods up there doing the coyote dance right now. I can hear them going woo-wah, woo-wah.
Okay.
So I hope, Mari, would you like to, I don't know how much you want to go with her.
Julia, I'd like to tell you to really, really pay attention to your intuition and to take time, however, to rest, because I'm feeling that that's something that's in your way a little bit. I feel like you're a little, shall I say, frazzled. Frazzled is the word I'm hearing. But, it's time for you to rest and allow the voices that you're hearing, perhaps as intuition, to get through so that you can take time with them and listen and get the feelings and get the vision. Because that's what you will give yourself when you stop.
Good, very good. And we apologize. The phones are going a little crazy on you, Julia. I hope you got that. I know your phone is spinning there. It tells me that we're having a little bit. Me and Mari are going to talk just for a few minutes, and then we'll take a little bit of a music. We always have this. We know yesterday the show was done because of a little technical difficulties. Our Amy Kavanaugh is out there. I'm going to try again with her button on the phone because right now it's there. Amy, are you able to talk? We're on the radio live.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm really just enjoying it. Yes, her energy is just so pure and soothing because, like so many of us have talked, there's just, there's a lot of settling in going on. And I am just so enjoying just listening to her calming voice and reassuring words. And I think I'm almost into the chat room. But I guess what I would like to ask her before you go on to the next caller is if she just had one piece of advice to give to everybody that's listening in and everyone that's in the chat room as to what the one thing we can do to have the peace that she is so obviously has, what would that be?
Live in the moment.
Oh, beautiful.
Absolutely. Live in the moment. Four words. Don't do anything else. Breathe and live in the moment.
That's beautiful. It's interesting because a couple weeks ago, I went to a medium development weekend and we were doing a whole bunch of exercises and I came to the awareness that it was interesting because we were dealing with our past, our present, and our future. And I was fine with my past. It was comfortable, manageable. I had this future that's, so big. But my now is so small, it's, doesn't even have enough of a spark to it to ignite this future that the universe has in store for me. So I really, really love what you just said.
Well,
beautiful.
Amy, pay attention to that, because what you
I do.
You heard
that. And I'm just so glad that
you're
here tonight to reinforce that.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, and we've got to make sure those of you who know to get a hold of Amy now. Amy, you are on the internet now, and they can get a reading because we've had a lot of people ask us, and I think that we were asking, is it in Florida that you can get it with your Yelp? Are you in it, the Yelp now?
I have, my now is still not as big as it should be. My Yelp's not quite set up, but I am going to work on some of those things that this weekend, And I know a lot of us follow, you know, and on Monday night we're having a fabulous show. This is actually Keith's, and this is the Psychic Learning Connection, which I think we're now calling the Spiritual Learning Connection so we don't scare so many people away with our woo-woo-ness. And it's Dr. Larry Malerba. He wrote the book Green Medicine, and it's really about a shift and a new paradigm in healing. And we're hearing so much about this, but he's actually a medical doctor, an MD who has shifted his practice to homeopathy and ritualistic healing and things like that. And that's going to be 8:00 on Monday.
Great. That is really good. And we, you know, those of us, you know, all of us getting on, we've got some guests. Mari, tell us about your guest. I've got to ask you. I was going to be good, but I can't help it. Tell us about what happened with you and Doreen Virtue. And we can hear this on Thursday morning. When is it going to be out where we can hear it over the computer?
Well, I expect that Harry, my husband and technician, and I called him today my geek.
Oh, dear.
He's brilliant. And I believe that he's going to be putting the show. Oh, he's listening to the show. He said it would be on my website by tomorrow morning. So, and this is. Yes, and my Facebook. So anybody can friend me on Facebook too. And the wonderful thing is that Doreen Virtue, who is a world-renowned author, and she calls herself. Her website is called Angel Therapy, and she is a psychologist who works with angels. And she's absolutely a powerful lady, and Doreen was on my show yesterday, and it was just a delight to talk to her. And for those of you who are interested in dolphins, she actually lives in Hawaii and swims with the dolphins and has a lot of wonderful stories about them, too.
I'm so
excited.
She's
a very wonderful spiritual lady. Amazing psychic.
Very good. And you're amazing, Psychic Mari. And we've got you here, and I bet with you two angels together, I know I am name-dropping with you. I'm just like a little kid. We've got Mari Best here. 678, you got in. We got the phones to ring in. How are you, 678?
I'm doing pretty good. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling Psychic's Gone Wild. You got Psychic Jethro and Mari Best.
Okay. I guess my question tonight is, right now I'm interested in a young lady that I work with, that I teach with. And I asked for her phone number. But she told me she had a boyfriend, but I find that she enjoys communicating with me all the time. And it's if when she told me she had a boyfriend, it's if she was alive. And I just want to know where you're getting from her energy.
First of all, I didn't hear your name. I want to hear your name.
I'm sorry. My name is Craig.
Grant?
Craig.
Okay. Now, I actually need you to repeat what you just said about her because it wasn't coming through very clearly. Now, I don't know what that is, if it's something on the line or if we're getting some kind of a spiritual interference here because you're talking about somebody else's situation. And so can you do that again for me, please?
Certainly. My name is Craig, and there's a woman on my job that I was interested in talking to, and we asked for each other's contact information, and she told me she had a boyfriend, but when she told me, I felt as if she was lying, and I asked her this 2 weeks ago, and we still, you know, talk occasionally, whatnot, but I'm not sure. I just want to know what's within her energy, what she's telling the truth, that she had a boyfriend or anything.
Well, there's something clearly. No, I'm not going to deal with her. I'm going to deal with you. I'm feeling the doubt on your side. And you know when there's doubt, cry out. that's what I'm told all the time, and I feel that very strongly. You're feeling a doubt there. There's a lack of trust
And where there's lack of trust, there's something else going on. I don't know. But either you need to approach her just straightforward and come into the conversation with her about this, or you need to just move on. There's no gray area here at all. Do you hear what I'm saying, Greg?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Very good. And we got good, Craig. We thank you for doing. We're going in here on the time we've got, everyone. We're going through and give everybody one question with it and work with me and Mari. Mari, we're working you like a wild woman. We will take just a minute here and have a little sip of please keep it light drinks. No, I'm teasing everybody. You know we don't drink. But please keep a little sip. We're going to take just a minute. And in honor of Doreen Virtue and our mermaid, Amy Kavanaugh, we're going to play a little 3-minute song here. Beautiful. Under the Sea with Psyche Jethro and Amy Kavanaugh and our new wonderful friend, Mari Best. Mari is also going to be on PsycheGoneWild.com. Look on the site as one of our special guests. We're going to be putting Mari in. We're so grateful to have her. Those of you who have been paying attention, we're at the half mark. We're ready to head home around the race. We are here with one of the most positive, strong, certified Success Coaches, and that is also a published author. She is the host of Our Timeless Secrets, Thursdays at 10 a.m. It's Mari Best, and we are just so grateful to have. I know a lot of you guys are writing in. We're trying to get me to extend the show. No, stop it. You guys are making me laugh. We love you, but an hour is good, and we got so much positive. Speaking of positive, I want you guys to know that we had our first time London from there, where we had Janine Reagan Sinclair, and she came on the show, and we had it last Saturday. She said the first five people that bought her program, normally over a $600 program that she sold for $150 to have training in the chi and learn how to work with the diamonds. We have our first winner, because the first person that won it, I gave them the first person that called into her, I would give an hour reading by Psychic Jethro. And that winner is Kathy Bray. Kathy Bray is really, I think, becoming our favorite fan. Kathy, you know that you've got in the mail, we're not done with Christmas present, you've got an hour reading by Psyche Jethro. You've got me now probably wanting to send you kisses. I hope we don't get in trouble over the airway, but we love you, Kathy. I love you. So thank you for doing that, and let me know. You get this working with this with her and other things, definitely call into Psyche's Gone Wild, because we saw it first. Speaking of, we saw it first, we're going to have on Psyche's Gone Wild, Mondays in the afternoon, we're going to have Janine helping and working and answering questions. Back to our guest, and thank you guys. I know we sound like a commercial tonight. I've got a lot of things going on. It's Psyche Jethro and Mari Best. Mari, how are you doing?
I'm doing marvelously. Really good.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job, too.
I'm all scared. Mari knows me. She knows that I'm just like this big goofball that just likes to eat and read, do psychic readings. They had a joke that I found out that Crystal Castle now, they don't make a Jethro Booger anymore. Now, if you go in the place right above there, the restaurant, it's called the Steer One or something cute like that. They used to have one, and I'm not kidding you. It was the size of double cheeseburgers. Ask Kelly what that means. That means that I can't hold it in my hands. And Kelly's the only person that knows me real well, too, and knows how I can eat. And they now took this out because people were going in and saying, Psychic Jethro said that they wanted them. And they told me one time it would charge me $18 for this. I said, well, do I get to keep the cow? Can I kick the calf with me? They did not like my sense of humor and billed me more. So don't go up there and tell them Psychic Jethro. Tell them Max said. No, I'm teasing Max, the owner. He'll spank me. Thank you guys for calling in. We're silly and ever. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to have fun. We're going into the hour here. And 828, you are 828. You got to be in with Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. Remember me? Tina.
Tina, I feel the energy.
From North Carolina.
Oh, my cute little Tina. Oh, Tina, the poetress.
Yeah. How you been? You told me to find my totem, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a wolf, and he's come to me twice. Is a wolf a main guide? Your main guide?
In the totem way, I'm feeling that is your main staple guide, yes. I am so glad to hear from you. I'm just happy to see you. I can't hug you through the radio. My Tina, you are sounding great. You did get through your health.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did.
You rock.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. And we never got to speak after you went back on your vacation, after you came back on vacation. But I did see the totem, and he did come to me the other night, but I don't get anything from it.
Okay, and Mari, jump in here. Help her with what we're doing. I'm working with totems. What would you say with guide and spirit here with the animals? You know, Mari's very gifted in that. What would you say is you can help Tina here with me?
I just want to know if it was your main guide, you know, the...
Oh.
Because I can't get my guide. I can't seem to get my main guide, but the wolf keeps coming to me, and he's beautiful. He's just beautiful.
And you're saying you can't get your guide, but the wolf keeps coming to you.
Yeah, so the angels.
That tells me. What?
Angels come to me also.
Angels come to you also?
Big, large angels came to me the other night, and they were transparent. And usually they stay way back, like in the universe, but they came up close. There were several of them flying around. They were gorgeous, transparent. But they drew me a little house, and they threw, water on it. And I've seen the angels before. They've come and they've, like, put on a computer, and they drew me a picture of them, an angel with wings.
Sounds like they're very playful. Are you a playful person yourself?
Yeah, I like to joke around and stuff.
Okay, I'm just going to...
I'm going to
fall right out of the lines here for anybody was expecting, because just as I was talking to you, okay, I'm flipping through some cards in front of me. They're actually angel cards, as it turns out. And the very one I just flipped over, as I said, it sounds like they're very playful, is a card that says only one thing on it, and it says playfulness. So you're getting ready to be doing something, a lot of fun energy around you. Are you already experiencing this, or is it around the corner?
Pardon me?
Are you already experiencing this? There's something you're getting ready to be involved in that has a lot of playfulness around it.
No, not that I know of.
Expect something like that, I think. I believe that there are no accidents when things happen for me. There's a reason for that.
But you don't know why they drew the little house and threw water at it.
It's clean.
I don't know
house.
If they were blessing my house or what.
That's it. It's clean. They're showing blessings. Exactly. That's what you do when you baptize a house. You baptize it, right? And then they're showing that. That's what I'm feeling. It's like the birth of a new. It's like the birth of a new. I'm hearing the word station, and that's not state. Why am I hearing the word station? Okay, maybe it's a station in life, but there is something about a new birth in a station, so it must be a station of life. I'm not going any further on that.
Wow.
But I do see a lot of playfulness around you. So... I don't know if they're children, but on this card, there just happens to be cherubs just flying through the card. And that all ties in with the playfulness of the drawing of the house and the spilling of the water on it and I'm hearing a song right now. Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe both night and day.
And then I heard church bells the other night. Last night I heard church bells and the choir. And we had bad weather up here, so I thought, are they ringing church bells to warn people? But it was me. I was the only one who heard them.
You're the only one.
And they were singing. But very quietly, not loud.
And Tina, you need to remember, Ricky. Yes, and you've been over on the other side because you passed. Remember when you had your surgery? And your angels, that's part of why you're not seeing your guides, because you're with them. They're walking with you, probably partly with you, because after you've been over there and like this and back, this is a blessed time for you. You gave me the chills when you said that. It's very good, but you promised us to stay here and play with those daughters and friends and stuff here. You've got a son here and some other people. Because you've got so much there. I can see where it is, the energy, and with your husband and things. That's why you're hearing those, Tina. It's very strong there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
I just wondered if I was going to work with the angels.
I would say you already are. I mean, you're hearing and you're working there and you're hearing all the sounds. It'll be interesting to see as they go with what happens there with you. I would say very much.
Okay, I won't keep you. I'll let you get somebody else. But thank you, both of you.
Thank you,
Tina.
Thank
you, Tina.
And you all have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Good night, Jeffro. Good night.
Good night. We'll talk to you later, Tina. I'm very glad to hear it. for our friends here. We're going through with Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going into the phone. I want to tease all of you for a minute. We've had this little, this was so nice to hear, Tina. We're having this sentimental night. It's good to get everyone that's clicking on the phones. Please remember, with if we get a chance with you guys, we do give everybody a try to a time, and I'm glad. I thank you for calling in. We love all of you. We try to get as many as we can. Please don't get hurt if we don't get to you. We are running through. Sometimes I don't think I even breathe. 678, how are you? 678, doesn't breathing.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, is 678-353?
How you doing? My name is Anthony.
Okay, good, Anthony. You scared me because I had a 678 begin. I'm like, if you're getting in for a second round, I was going to tease Craig. You're probably friends, aren't you? And you just keep messing with me. I know what you're doing. No, I'm teasing. We're not paranoid. I'm just going to make it funny. This is Psychic Jethro. Thank you for calling in, Anthony. And would you like to talk to Mari Best?
Yeah, I want to know my main three spirit guides, like the the gatekeeper, the master guide, and the spirit communicator. Because I've been trying to, you know, communicate with them recently.
You are trying to communicate with the main spirit guide?
Yeah, my main spirit, I guess, like the master guide, the gatekeeper, and the, I guess, spirit communicator. Oh, so those are usually like the main three.
And your question is?
I guess if you know their names or
I know their name.
Or if they have any, or I guess like if they're an animal totem, or if you can get any kind of information of, I guess, who they are. Or I guess if they have any kind of messages for me.
So you are aware that you have guides?
Yes.
And have you ever asked them yourself what their names are?
Yes. I know the like the archangels, but I also, like, you know, those I have, like, you know, I guess an animal totem. And I guess a Native American spirit guide. But, you know, I've been trying to figure out, you know, because, I mean, I haven't really seen anything, you know, in dreams, you know. But I've been trying to, you know, communicate and pretty much, you know, try to ask. But I haven't really got anything. So I was wondering, you know, if you could see anything or...
One of the things that I would say to you is, first of all, I really do believe that it's only wise to ask the names. I did this for quite some time, and I actually got a response, and I have two powerful, what I call angels. They're huge, however, among all my other angels, and got names. It took a while, but I keep wanting to ask you the question, why do you believe the name is important? I'm asking this question.
Well, I was saying that because I know, you know, part of my purpose, and I was told that I have, like, four very powerful ones, but they never told me who, so, you know, I've been trying to, you know, kind of communicate and kind of see, and because from what I've been, you know, researching, you know, they say when you communicate, you know, directly, you know, each one's have certain qualities and specific, like, you know, I guess traits or whatever, depending on, you know, where, what are you doing and, you know, towards your purpose. And that's why, you know, I was just trying to get, you know, more in tune with them and, you know, kind of, you know, working directly with them.
I get that. And I get that you could slow down. I believe this is something that will be much more powerful if it comes from you. What I'm hearing is you need to slow down and listen. I believe that they've already tried to tell you their names, because I believe that was pretty recent. But you're busy. What do you do, Anthony?
Well, right now I'm kind of I'm writing a workbook. I'm kind of like in a spirit school type thing With through my dreams, I'm doing a lot of different businesses. Also, we have like a lot of different businesses. We're getting ready to start down here in Atlanta, like working with alternative energy on the music side, like publishing, distribution, like the education program. It's a lot of different things, so that's why I'm kind of like busy.
Yeah, you are busy. Okay, so I get that very clearly. And the only way that you're going to come into this understanding is to take a really, really deep breath. Just rest for a little bit and just let your brain, let your mind just wander until it's still. Because only then can you quiet it enough to hear the words. What I'm hearing is very clearly, you need to tell them to speak up, that you may hear them above the roar of the day. Okay? I know, it sounds totally out there, but you know, it's a very pleasant request for them. Just say, I'm going to slow down, but I'm going to ask you, please, tell me your name. And say them loud so that I may hear them above the roar of the day.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes. It's time for you to connect. As far as your totem is concerned, I'm going to turn that over to Jethro.
No, and we're good there. And Lenny, I think we pretty well got the time. I apologize, but we are getting some sounds from yours. It makes it sound like we're in space there, and I just cut the muted it for you, Anthony. I do feel that with the totem. I do sense with you that you have the strength of a totem. I feel I'm seeing a bear, and what I see a bear looking into the water, which tells me it's a strong strength. Now, I'd like to work with you on this a little bit, you know, with more of the totems, and you guys who do know the reason that I do see these totems and what we go into always when we're working with energies, make sure, as Tina was talking, and now with Anthony's talking here, you guys listening in, that make sure with these strengths that you work with it, you're already seeing your work, you're doing very well when you're working and seeing them. Sense with it, go with it. Always make sure that you resonate. Study the animal. Look around your house, too, because, I mean, a good example is you'll see someone who's got tons of eagles in their house, and they're going, I don't know what my totem is. They raise their arms way out. They're very stretched out arms. They're very much, they're noble. You look at a person's face, you can see features sometimes of it. Notice the different things. If you're a person that dates a lot and you love to date all different types of variety of people, you're very silly. You like to be a trickster. You like to pull jokes. I would say you're a coyote. If you're a very quiet, shy individual, one person you've been in love with, and that's the person you have, you can pretty much guarantee a wolf, like we heard earlier from our very dear friend Tina here in the South. So you guys always check with these things of it. I'll get into a little more. We got 6 minutes. I love all you guys. We're going, psyche's gone wild. We got so much to talk and so little to do. Get a hold of us on our website. Mine is jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmith.net. I do know you guys that are encouraged on the radio. We just got word in from Amy. I'm going to pull her in again with this. Sometimes our phones are a little crazy. I know we're getting a lot of echo. Amy, you said you will go ahead and schedule on Spiritual Connection tonight at 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Amy will be giving readings for those of you who'd like to keep on going.
Yeah, exactly. I am going to be doing the Halo of Love, and I'm going to be using my Miracle Cards. So I think it'll be great. I really apologize. Last Friday night, we were on this show listening to the guest, and about 45 minutes after the show, I just fell fast asleep. So I really do apologize. Usually I'm up, and tonight I'm sure I will be up. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yay, we are looking forward to it. We love all of you guys. We got Mari hanging. Mari, we're running everything quick. We got 5 minutes. Don't nobody go anywhere. Kelly, can you tell us the number? Is it 213-333?
It's 7-4. Spiritual Learning Connection is 714-333-3354.
Okay, there we go. 7-1. You guys got it. We're going to go there. We've got 5 minutes. We're going to get Mari one more person that she can help. And thank you, Mari. You've been the most gracious, positive person with all of this people in and out. And I knew when you came on we were going to be wild, but you made it a little wilder tonight. And it is 619. You hit the bingo. We've got, out of all the callers, the last caller tonight is 619. Sorry, 619.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hello, Donna. We welcome you to Psychic Fun. This is Jethro, and you're going to talk to Mari, and we have Donna.
Right. Yeah. Me. Yeah. Okay. I just had a quick my question. Do you see me taking any classes or learning anything this year at all? I don't want to. So I'm afraid I was getting you were cutting out during that.
Oh.
What you just said. So would you mind repeating?
I was wondering. Can you hear me? I was wondering if you see me learning anything new this year or taking any classes of some sort.
What is your interest?
Well, metaphysics, but I'm just not sure. I mean, everything fascinates me.
Okay, but I okay. Okay. Okay, you're
yeah.
Okay, is healing something that you're is a sideline to you? Healing?
Well, I've been told I would probably be natural at, or you know, good at Reiki. I took one class and it didn't really capture me. So, but,
okay. Okay, I'm going to give you a name. And this is. Have you got a pencil?
Okay. Yeah, I do.
And have you ever heard of Dr. Eric Pearl?
No.
Okay.
What's the first? What was the first name?
E-R-I-C. Eric. E-R-I-C.
Oh, Eric.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Pearl, as in, you know, an oyster pearl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you can just Google him, and you'll
mm-hmm.
see what he does. I believe that is something that's going to capture you.
Oh.
It's something you've never heard of before, perhaps. And he has a book called The Reconnection. It is something that has come into my life very recently, and when you, the minute you said about Reiki, I got a contrary. Not because Reiki is wrong, there's nothing wrong with Reiki,
mm-hmm.
but I believe that this is what your path is in the healing arena is.
Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, good. I'm looking forward to finding more.
Where
about
are you
that.
Located? Where
I'm
are
in
you
San Diego. San Diego.
Oh, you're in San Diego. That's brilliant. He's in LA.
Right.
He's all over the place. However.
Oh, great. All right. I'm looking forward to. Oh, thank you.
His next course, I believe, is going to be in Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
or it could be sooner than that. But but be in touch. Okay.
I will. Thank you. Thank you so
yes.
much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Bye.
Very cool. And we thank you for calling in. And that's it. We've got a minute left, Mari. And we welcome you to definitely.
This has just been so wonderful.
You are wonderful. And I thank you. And I am going to take you up on your offer. I do want to come on your show someday and play with you and Harry together. But tell him I'm not psycho, Jethro. No, you can tease him. It's okay.
Oh. Harry, you'll never live that down.
it's all right, because I do have my days. I want to thank all of you guys who came in tonight. Do please realize, you guys, that we do this in the moment. If somebody didn't get in or did get, please get a hold of us, and we will work with you. Mari's got her site there on the side. I've got mine. We thank all of you. We are hearing some really static there from Amy's, so I'm sorry, Amy, we muted you. I want to tell everybody good night, Mari. Thank you, and until next time, bless you.
And thank you, Jethro, and bless all those who are listening. I really appreciate input and the listening, because I learned from that, too.
We love everyone, and we're going to the last second here. We got 20 seconds. Amy, tell us something wild.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just put my phone on mute because I thought it was my energy that was causing the feedback.
No, I think it's the phones. We just go back and forth. The phone's all...
Oh, the energy. Maybe Dr. Pearl can help us.